Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Usually when you get a Curry triple for a dagger, right?
Iarita kicks it out, Lee, three. Wiggins is there, a hustling offensive rebound. Curry twisting into the defense of Avery Bradley. Now they got Bazemore out there, two defenders, wing defenders. Iarita the pump fake. Outside, Wiggins, three, bullseye!
It's the passing. This is what separated Golden State tonight. The ball movement, the man movement, the sharing of the basketball.
They have 30 assists on 41 made baskets.
Papa!
Harlan!
Is it live or
he's
is
back.
It Mavericks?
He's back.
Uh-oh, he's back.
Cameron!
It is live.
How are you?
Live, man, live. Papa!
Harlan! And you're back to Oracle tonight. When was the last time you did a game at Oracle with 18,064 yelling at you? Harlan!
We miss the old days. We miss the old days. But I'm looking forward to getting back in the arena and seeing these great fans. I think they're going to like this team. I think there's a lot here, and, you know, a lot is predicated on Clay's legs and what he is when he comes back and how long it takes him to get anywhere close to what he was, and we think it'll probably be in January when they may welcome him back. But what they've got now, if it's any indication, what we saw Tuesday is going to be a blast. I mean, I think they're like using every tool in the box. They're using everything they got right now, but what they've got are like good parts. They got good things to use, and it showed on Tuesday. I like them. I like them a lot.
Kevin Harlan is with us. Kevin and Reggie will have the call tonight. What is it like? Because I know during the pandemic, and we were talking to y'all about being in your studio, and it was a nice studio. It certainly seemed like it. But what is it like to be courtside and get to be Staples Center? Had those the T-shirts or whatever that signified that the fans were back. There's going to be 18,064. What was it like?
It was great, John. It was like. There's no doubt, and I think I probably speak for Greg and every other broadcaster of Major League Sports, that until the pandemic, we took the fans and maybe the atmosphere for granted. You never took it for granted in a big game when they were like in full throat, but you took it for granted just like on a Sunday afternoon Niner or Raider game in November. Or I mean, like you just didn't appreciate that orchestra that a crowd is in a full arena or full stadium. And when we came back, and when we did it in the bubble, which was just, you know, that was just that was brutal. We, that had no atmosphere. I mean, it was great. It was like, it was like an engineering feat to pull it off. And like, I mean, it was unbelievable what they did to pull that thing off in Orlando, but there was just no personality. It's like drinking water when there's more spice with a nice glass of Pinot, you know, like it just was nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's just, you just appreciate them so much more. It's just, we were in London on Sunday doing that Miami Jacksonville game, and the crowd was doing soccer chants most of the game, which to me is the most compelling crowd probably in all of sports, because it's nonstop. It's singing, It's, you know, big sections moving in the same direction and all that soccer crowd nonsense. And you don't have that in the States, but it just kind of filled that, you know, just filled that that background that makes sports so great and so much fun to be at.
We're going to get over to football because I watched that entire game during the 49ers bye week, and I want to get your thoughts on how Tua played and the whole deal there. But let's just stay on the Warriors for a minute because you did the game Tuesday. You're doing the game tonight. You said you visited with Steve Kerr for about an hour, I think, you and Reggie. What was his thoughts going into the season? And then some of the pieces around. I mean, Steph and Draymond, Jordan Poole just took the game over early in the fourth quarter, and Bielitsa really played well throughout the entire game. How are we pronouncing his first name now? It used to be Nemanja. It's Nemanja. How do you say his first name?
Well, hold on here. Let me look at my board.
Nemanja Papa.
And you go by the name.
I don't have any kids named that. Maybe I do. I got so many. I don't know.
You may. A lot of cities.
Papa.
I haven't been to Belgrade, John. I haven't been to Serbia. I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course.
Harlan, you okay? You're looking off the floor. He's got to do the game today.
Yeah. Well, to know you and picture what you look like, I'm laughing. That makes me laugh even harder. I just know you saying something like that, and they get that sheepish smile on your face.
Well, you nailed it.
No, I like Bielitsa. Yeah. I like him, and I like Otto Porter Jr. And we talked to Steve a combined hour, I'd say, from the preseason game and then the same amount last week. So in two meetings, and we'll have our third tonight, but we did the preseason game there 2 weeks ago. And so we've talked to him, probably in total about an hour. And he's always so great, you know. I mean, he's honest. He's as honest as any coach is in sports. He loves his team. He loves what they are. He loves how they're wired. I think he loves the blend of what's to be with this younger group of Poole and the two lottery picks and where that may go and how much they're going to learn from the two Hall of Famers, Green and Steph. And then with the X factor of Clay, kind of keeps everybody on their toes. Okay. Well, you know, who knows what this season could be, you know, I mean, they could really ramrod their way up through there, or they could say, you know what? Maybe we just continue to build. It's tough, right? How hard is it to go for a championship or a prominent place in the playoff slotting and still develop a core, a young core that you think is going to be there, you know, in the years to come? But when you got guys like Iguodala, and you've got guys like as we talked about, Green and Curry, leading people like Moody and Lee. This is kind of interesting stuff, how they're putting this together. Toscano Anderson is kind of an interesting piece. The two lottery picks have yet to play this year, so that's a lot to look forward to and a lot to enjoy now. It's a pretty full view.
Kevin Harlan is joining us. He's got the call tonight. Clippers and the Warriors over at Chase Center as the Warriors make their home debut tonight. And it's interesting in the West, and we're only a day into it, and the Clippers haven't even played yet. But I was impressed with Denver's win at Phoenix last night. The Lakers, I think it's going to take a minute to get Westbrook involved in that. The Suns had a lot of things go right for them. I don't know how to look at the West and then the Clippers tonight. Who knows when Kawhi returns? So there's a lot up in the air.
I think Kawhi isn't going to be ready until late regular or probably most appropriately for the playoffs. But they are in like the Warriors. They got luxury tax problems that are significant. I think they're over $80 million writing a check to the league. So there could be that moment in this season when they say, are we really going to go for a play-in game? Are we really going to kind of like keep all this together for a play-in game? Or do we, you know, like dump Ibaka's contract, which is significant, I think $10 million, and then a $40 million hit on the cap? Like, could we, like, say, Kawhi, be like Clay. Just take the year off. Let's get the knee perfect. We got you to a long-term deal. And then, and not tank, but, you know, like Toronto last year, I think Toronto kind of saw that they were going to be just kind of ordinary. They didn't want to push it and go to the – you know, go to that play-in world, and they just said, let's get a lottery pick. And you can always get a nice piece more times than not in the lottery, and they did. And I think they're happy they did it. And I could see a team like the Clippers doing that too, even with George, and even with some pretty nice pieces and guys they feel will be there for a while. I could see them, if they get to midseason, that trading deadline's coming up, and they're going, this West is deeper than ever. We're no better than, 9, 8, maybe, I don't know. Without Kawhi, what are we? And they may say, let's pull it back a little bit. Let's dump some salaries. Let's get in that lottery thing. Welcome back Kawhi and a lottery pick next year with the Terrence Manns of the world and Reggie Jackson and guys like that. Keep Batum around, keep Morris around, and they could be right back there again next year. I'm not saying they're going to tank. I'm just saying that's got to be on their mind for sure. It's got to be on their radar.
In your research the other night, you had a couple of nuggets that really struck me. First of all, I did not realize Staples Center and Dodger Stadium are separated only by 3.7 miles.
Greg, I didn't either. I am like you. I got that Google thing on my phone. I go, how far are they apart? Like, I kept thinking it was like 20, 30 miles away.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm bad on that. I'm exactly like you. I thought the same thing. Wow, that's weird.
Well, we had to fact-check you on that to make sure you were accurate. Because there's no way that's right.
Oh, really?
No, you're right. John did, right?
Yeah, 3.7
miles.
I grew up there, and I was like, that's not right, but then it was.
No, it's just the L.A. traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
And then the other thing.
Wait. What do you think I'm...
No,
I'm a professional.
I said that.
What are you guys talking about?
I said if Harlan said it,
like
it's correct. No, I said if Harlan said it, you don't need to fact check it.
Crap out there.
No, John. No.
Come on.
No, you're not ramrodding anything during these broadcasts. I love that. Here's the other one that you mentioned talking to Allie about Clay. Clay, to come back from a ACL and then an Achilles, really hard. DeMarcus Cousins.
On different legs.
Did DeMarcus do that? And then you mentioned football, that it's happened in football, and I was trying to think who had that happen in football.
I guessed in
fact
football,
check
so I guess there is. Yeah, fact check.
So he guessed on this one.
3.7 players have had that.
There was
happen
no Google
today.
Map on this one.
Where's the ACL in relation to the Achilles?
Cousins. And Cousins has never been the same, never.
Yeah, now
he's a bigger
right.
body and a different body and stuff. And, you know, I get all that. But he's probably the lone guy, right? I mean, I couldn't think of anybody else aside from – I'm sure there have been, and I'm sure there – but I don't think they've ever been what they were. Now, luckily for Clay, you know, he's not in that – I mean, defensively, we don't know. But, you know, offensively, he's not a slasher. He's not, you know, a guy who's trying to – collide and make space with his moves and work in a very congested area. You know, he'll be a perimeter guy on offense, that jump shot. You know, it's like anything else. That's the one thing that he can always count on. And I don't know defensively if he'll be like he was or could be. I mean, he's going to be in his 30s, right? He is in his 30s. And I mean, you just don't know. And guys react differently. I know in the NFL, and I cannot tell you a name, and I will admit that. I can't, but I know – guys have like blown a knee in high school or college and come back to the pros and then, cause it's always an Achilles the older you get, right? It's never an Achilles in high school or college. It's always an Achilles, like once you've made pro ball. And so I'm sure there have been, you know, I don't think there's a database for it, but I'm sure some medical guy could say, you know, to come in here and do that. So
Thank you, Dr. Harlan.
And NBA, I don't know, except for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
He was on the Clippers last
year.
They didn't resign.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's what, Arlen, that's what we were talking about, is I think Clay can be Clay on the offensive end because there's not a whole lot of movement there, and I think he can still shoot the basketball. But what made him great was the fact that he was great on both ends. He was a 3-and-D guy,
two-way,
and he was
yeah.
one of the best.
Yeah, you're right, John. I don't know. I mean, you know, but listen, all these guys, all these older guys, and I don't want to call Clay that, but I mean, his body, I guess, is now older than the number on his birth certificate says, but he may have to change his game a little bit. Not the offensive side for sure. And we don't know, you know, like that knee was, I think they felt pretty good about it when he was getting ready, and then the Achilles happened, and then that just, you know, just changed the whole picture. But you really don't know what you're going to get until he gets out there and does what he's going to do. We know the Warriors have an incredible athletic training staff, medical staff. He's got the best care, best training, best, most advanced information on it. I think he's got let's say he does come back in January, you know, who's to say he can't play 5 to 7 more quality, you know, really significant seasons, but it may just be different. He may not look like the guy that we once saw because you've taken 2 full years off. You've had both legs worked on significantly, and it is what it is, and it's just something you got to deal with. But you know, LeBron changes his game the older he gets. Kobe did the same thing. Oh, you know, Steph will as he continues to, like, all these guys just do things differently because they want to preserve what they have and continue. And I just and plus I think, as I was talking about this with a guy in the NFL the other day, I think Brady has just like just rewritten the whole narrative on how old superstars play out the last couple years, handful of their years. I think they look at it differently now. I think in terms of what they do to their body, what they eat, how they sleep, how that, you know, just the things they do on the field or on the floor. I just think that he's opened up this whole new world. These guys don't want to quit. Their bodies tell them they got to, but if they can extend it by doing things to the body that like the Bradys of the world have done, Breeze did, you know, I think they're all kind of looking down that road. And I think we're going to see guys extend their careers even more. LeBron can certainly, what made him great was he would just bulldoze and just be so dominant physically that you just didn't even know how to even begin to defend him. And now he is hanging on the perimeter more. He's working on his three-point shot. The long mid-range shot is something that now he will go to. He looks much more at ease. Clearly he's worked on the shot. He had some shots the other night that he looks so healthy and spry, and he's going to be 37, I think, in December. So these guys, and Brady probably leading the way just on how to continue a Hall of Fame superstar career. And I think we're going to see it with guys in this city and around the NBA.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You made the natural transition for us, talking about the other sport. He's in town to do Warriors and Clippers tonight. Kevin Harlan joining us, but also football, and you were in London. And the point of that is we're on their bye week, so I watched that entire game. Great broadcast. But as I'm watching
Tua. Wait.
Yeah.
You got up.
6:30 a.m.
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Are you a glutton for punishment? Like, what are you doing?
I don't sleep. You want to see my Fitbit tracker for that? No, I wanted to hear you. I knew you were on the call.
That was a real treat. What a nice way to wake up.
I
feel like my wife has 34 years.
I loved it.
My wife looks at me and goes, you know, you would think when you're home, like, you would just want to rest your voice. Like, you wouldn't want to talk. You talk all the time. Like, you would think, like, when you're home, she goes, you would think, like you wake up talking. You talk all day long. You talk at the dinner table. And you talk until I close my eyes. Like, thank God I didn't get to sleep. She just but you did the same thing. That's great. That's terrific.
Because you have no regard for mankind.
Right.
You just talk the world up. But watching Tua Tagovailoa, I don't think he's quite good enough. And now you're hearing the rumors about Deshaun Watson. I don't know how they allow him to be traded with everything going on with the civil lawsuits, and some of these are criminal in nature as well. I don't know how the league does it, but just watching Tua. I mean, are they looking to move on from him, whether it's Watson or somebody else? Is he going to get the Josh Rosen treatment, do you think?
Well, I think he's got a better start than Rosen, quite frankly. I think that they've lost some tight games now here, right? I mean, they won in New England. Now they've lost 4 in a row. Team that won 10 last year with Tua, you know, at the helm. A lot of that's when they had Fitzpatrick in that quarterback room. I think that was helpful to him. And I don't know. I think they're, you know, first of all, if you had in front of you Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa, like right? I mean, are you seduced by Alabama? Are you seduced by the national championship? Are you seduced that, you know, the tank for Tua thing that was 2 years ago is, are you married to that slogan and that thought process? Or do you take, you let your eyes, you know, tell you the story here and your due diligence, and you say, this Herbert kid, like, is just like, he's built the way you want a quarterback to be. He's a rugged kid. You know, he's a bookworm. He's always in his playbook. He stays late. He comes early. He does like all the, like Tua does, but he's like everything you want. He's the quarterback that you want to have and build and in mind and an arm and like all of it. And I don't know who made that deal. I think it was Stephen Ross. I think Stephen Ross, there's a big Alabama contingent in South Florida. And if he himself did not see a noticeable difference between Herbert, who did not accomplish the greatness that Tua did in Tuscaloosa, maybe he thought, you know what, for my Alabama fans and for the people sitting in those seats, this is a name they can ride. This is a name they know, and this is good for my organization. And if we're splitting hairs, these two quarterbacks, my scouts guys tell me, we're going for Tua. But I don't know that scouts were all that. I think they saw there was a significant difference. And the eye test tells you right off the bat, arm quality, going downfield, all that stuff. It's just, I don't know. That could be one of the biggest mistakes in the history of that Miami franchise going for him. I do think he has qualities that, you know, the RPO is something he can certainly run. He's not yet quarterbacked 16 full games in this league. He's still under that because of injury and a late start last year. But he is injury prone. He's got cracked ribs this year. He had a little bit of a hand last year. We know he had in Alabama with the hip. So the guy comes in with some, you know, with significant damage on that resume. That's got to be considered. But I was told by a pretty good source that they went for him because of the Alabama following in South Florida. He was a name that they could hang up there and instantly recognizable, coming from a winning program and a winning coach and a national champion, and those weighed heavier than going for Herbert.
All right, I got something. You might be able to use this tonight, and we can tie together the NBA and football.
I'll use anything and everything.
Well, here's the NFL player, and it's got a local tie that ties to Clay. Now, Navarro Bowman in 2013, the 2014 NFC Championship game in Seattle, tore every ligament in his knee in that game.
Yes.
And then
yes.
He missed that season. Then he played pretty well in 15. Then in 16, October 2nd of 2016, he blew the Achilles out. And then, so he did rehab it. Now, he was never the same. The 49ers cut him. He went over to the Raiders and finished his career, but that was it. So he did have the knee / then Achilles, and he was never the same. So there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I knew subconsciously that's what I was thinking.
I know, me too. I'm here to straighten
you were
that
thinking,
out.
You were thinking of Kai Bowman, not yeah. Navarro Bowman.
Oh, that's right. No, I was yeah, thinking guys. Of Scotty Bowman.
Scotty Bowman.
Look at that.
You've never done hockey. Have you ever done hockey when you were in Minnesota?
I did it in high school, and Bob Johnson sat next to me.
Oh, wow.
When he was recruiting one of our kids and said, come on down to Wisconsin. You can call. I want you to broadcast my games. But I was at that time, I was going to go to Notre Dame, so I decided to I like football and basketball better. And I played hockey when I was growing up.
What's your goal call?
Goal! No, I don't have. I don't know. I was so long ago.
What is that soccer you're doing?
I stole that.
Who's that? Andres Kanter.
Yeah.
It's Andres Kanter.
I grew up listening to Dan Kelly. Remember Dan Kelly?
Oh,
remember
Dan Kelly? I love Dan Kelly, St. Louis Blues.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
He was the best. Danny Gallivan. You ever hear Danny Gallivan do Hockey Night in Canada? The voice of the Canadians?
No, he good.
I never heard. Oh, my God. Through the center ice area. Yeah, he was fantastic.
Dan Kelly. Don Chevrier?
Of course I know Don Chevrier. Yeah.
Don Chevrier.
He did Toronto Blue Jays games.
Like, what a voice.
He did Blue Jays games.
Yes.
Yeah. Love
what
Don
a
Chevrier.
Voice. Woo.
Very regal.
Man, there's some very
great regal.
Yeah. Very regal. Yeah.
Your wife is correct. You never stop talking. She's got it nailed.
she would think. Sometimes I'm seeing this, and I want to see this. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. I get home, and then I won't talk. Then she'll ask me something finally. Hey, what do you want? Well, you know what I like? And then she'll go, oh, I just asked you a simple question. Like,
wow.
What do you like? Yeah.
This time of the year, do you ever get home?
I haven't been home. I've had And you've gone through that. I've had a bad my last 3 weeks. I've gone coast to coast six different times in the last two and a half.
England, you went to England.
Oh my gosh!
And then went to England, yeah. And then came out to L.A. from London, and on Monday, and that's a long flight. Let me just tell you that.
Heathrow to LAX.
I'm not complaining.
You went Heathrow to LAX? Oh my lord.
Yeah. But that's okay. I want to get more miles for the kids. I want to get them more frequent flyer miles so they can go enjoy their lives.
Right, exactly.
I do it for my family.
You don't have any time to go anywhere. You're working.
Hey, Dad, you got any miles? Yeah, no, I don't have any of those.
Like Marv's book. I'd love to, but I have a game. Right. I can't make it.
Yeah. I was just texting with Marv a couple nights ago because we had we got in the second half, and I just kind of dawned. And there's no Marv Albert.
No, that was nice. You mentioned
Marv Albert.
That was nice.
Was not doing, you know, NBA opening night on TNT back to, because remember at TNT we had Bob Neal and then Bob Neal and Stockton, and then it was Stockton and me and Vern, and then Vern left, and then Marv came in about 2002, 2001. And was there until last season. So think how long he had been there, and then think how long he had been at NBC. And then he began, Greg, I was like six. He did the Knicks.
Yeah, the 60s. Yeah, he was 20.
In the late 60s.
Filling in for Marty Glickman.
Think about this
yeah.
league.
Yeah.
Like, think about this league, and his voice has been a part of every significant soundtrack since the late 60s. I mean, that's like unheard of. That's unbelievable. And we began the season without him the other night. And, you know, we all have people that have helped us and have been significant. And he has been one of those guys for a lot of young broadcasters, Syracuse guy like you. We're going to get to that stage someday. And you know, I don't think people will talk about, they certainly won't talk about me like that.
Come on, they certainly are.
But what they'll do.
You're this generation's Marv, Kevin. You're just generation's Marv. John, isn't he?
No, not even close.
My son is going to broadcast school. Arlen, my son's going to broadcast school, not for me, because of you. He loves you. He loves you, man.
It's nice to hear. No, we'll never have, in our sport, in the NBA, another voice like Marv. And as it's turning out, Mike Breen, who Greg and I know well, he's done like 15 consecutive NBA finals. Well,
most in history.
About our age, in the late 50s, early 60s. Like, he'll go another 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Like, he'll have a record. It's like Nance doing the Final Four of the Masters. Like, no one will ever touch those numbers in broadcasting. Rights will change hands, or guys will whatever. But nothing will ever be like Marv. And Mike, even and he and I have talked about this a long time. That you know, even as great as career as Mike is putting together, Marv will always be the defining voice of the NBA. And that, you know, that's an incredible feat. And it was weird the other night when his voice was not on a National Basketball Association opening night, or on a broadcast to begin a season. It was weird.
Kidding. All right, man. Go rest your voice.
Call your wife.
Well, my wife's not here, so I can
call
now.
Call her on
yeah,
the phone
yeah,
and get exactly. warmed up for the game.
Exactly. I'm flying for a night to Wisconsin. I'm going to go see her tomorrow. I'm going to take a red-eye out after.
You're insane.
Then go to Baltimore for a game Sunday, Cincinnati and Baltimore, and then fly back to Seattle for Monday night. Monday night Saints, and then fly to Salt Lake, and then Salt Lake for Denver and the Utah Jazz next.
What a schedule!
Next Tuesday on TNT.
Yeah,
where are the Niners this week?
Home for the Colts Sunday night
football.
Nice. Oh, that's right. Of course.
Do you have
I heard you the other night. I was driving some night, but it was from a game that day. And a highlight you had, and I'm being as sincere and as honest as I can possibly be. I had chills when I heard the call. It was like on ESPN. It was like a day, or you know, I think it would have been on a Westwood One wrap up of all the highlights on a Sunday night broadcast. That's exactly where it was. And they played yours the other day, and I can't even tell you what game. And I'm trying to dig now through the highlight. And I had chills. And you're one of the few guys that has that voice quality and resonance and descriptive ability and just that breezy way of delivering it. And just was, man, you know, the fact I was going to text you, I don't know why I did. It didn't, but it was just wonderful.
I learned it all from you. I grew up listening to Kevin. I was in the crib, and Kevin was doing Chiefs games then. You know, the one thing I haven't been able to nail, though, is when one of the customers come on the field, Kevin, and the drunk guy to the 50. His big belly is – you did that at Levi's, didn't you?
But here's the difference. Your IQ is far, far higher than mine.
Stay away from that.
You have a governor when to say, cool it, stop.
No, I don't. Shut down.
That's it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
and I don't have that. I don't have that, unfortunately.
Keep it rolling, brother. You're the best.
You are the best.
Good to be on with you guys.
Take care,
thank
man.
You so much.
Thank
Privileged
you so much.
Take care.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Greg. John, thanks.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.